Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 20th of February at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about the advertising, PR and entertainment sector, and we'll be looking at a mega merger in the consulting space and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites in the superlative company of Aidan Dunley from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Are you looking forward to another wet weekend?
Yes, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah. How's the moat around your castle?
Well, I think it needs to be dug a bit deeper at this stage.
Now, shall we start with the Labour Force survey out yesterday? It revealed that employment rose again by 0.5%.
Yeah, reasonably good numbers coming out. This is from the, as you say, the Labour Force survey, and basically showing that there were, on the unemployment side, there was only 128,000 unemployed people between the ages of 15 and 74. But as you said, it is a, in general, the employment rate is coming down. And I think the a good thing is the employment growth is gradually slowing. Like we had very, very strong levels of growth a couple of years back, but it's now moderating to about, you know, probably around 1.5% for this year and next year, which is much more manageable for the industry. I think the other interesting areas in the report was to see where the, you know, the fastest growing sectors in employment in 2025, construction, not surprising, industry, education and health were all very, very strong. But there were certain sectors that actually recorded reductions in employment. Hotels and restaurants, again, just kind of ties into a lot of the stories we've been hearing about staff, people, you know, restaurants and hotel people trying to get staff is getting more and more difficult. But I think the other very interesting one I saw within the numbers that it said that 2/3 of people I never work from home in the survey, and we're actually back up to kind of levels that we're seeing pre-COVID at this stage. So an interesting stat there.
Yeah, now let's stay with macroeconomics. The inflation number was out also yesterday, and inflation dipped a bit.
Did a tiny bit, yeah. The consumer price index rose by 2.7% in January. That's down from 2.8%. I suppose when you just look through underneath the surface, the most significant rises came in educational services and also in clothing and footwear. Now, there may be some seasonality in that, but the only sector that actually showed prices falling were furnishing households and equipment and kind of routine household maintenance. And again, I'd say there's probably some seasonal element to that in the fact that nobody could go outside to get anything done over the last kind of month or so.
Indeed. I was looking at the footfall number yesterday for the month of January and February, and there has been an appreciable dip because would you go out in the lashing rain to that local high street? You know, it's tough.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's very tough for them. Now, there's a private credit company that most of us may not have heard of until this week called Blue Owl. They are in trouble.
Yeah, this is a US private credit business, the price was down. Share price was down 10% yesterday, and actually led to an awful lot of other share prices in the space coming down a little bit. And this has probably been going on now for a couple of weeks. So basically, this company is a private credit lender. So it's not a bank. It's an alternative lender, and it goes out and it's been raising money from investors and basically lending money out to different private companies. Now, what happened yesterday was that the company announced that they're no longer going to be able to redeem, or investors aren't going to be able to redeem shares on a quarterly basis, which is the way they do. So a lot of these private funds do it on a quarterly basis. You know, you don't trade every day in the units of these funds and things like that. Instead, you actually just kind of on a quarterly basis, you put in your request to redeem scheme, and they funded out. But what they're saying now is that in one of their funds, they are not going to do this quarterly redemption anymore, and instead the fund is basically going to return capital on periodic distributions as they basically as loans are repaid, they're going to pay back the investors rather than giving the flexibility to do it. Now, we see this from time to time, and I think the other big thing that's probably somewhat different is that Blue Owl have a large degree of retail investors in there, and you know, it's probably may have caused a shock for a few retail investors that automatically assumed that you could always get access to your money from any of these investments. But we see now that obviously it's a thing called gating, and look, we've seen it in the past. Again, there is a lot of worry out there about some of these private lenders or private credit companies,
because there has been a surge in private lending, i.e. people bypassing banks when it comes,
correct,
usually for medium-sized companies that may not get the credit as easily from the banks. Now, is Blue Owl going to survive, or could this be the start of something nasty?
Look, you know, obviously the CEO has been interviewed, and he's basically defending the decision to sell down their assets, saying that look, they're getting 99.7 cents in the dollar of everything that they sell. It's not as if they're doing fire sales here. But he says, look, he says there is skepticism about the marks, there's skepticism about the value. But they say that their portfolio and the quality of the portfolio was good, and that they'd always been intending to rotate their portfolio in this way in terms of the loans that are outstanding. But you know, he's saying the fund could return almost half of the investors' capital by the end of this year. But they're not. A, not promising it, and B, not telling you that you can do it whenever you want to do it.
Yeah, and another company that had a nasty day on the stock market was the Swedish credit company Klarna. Their shares had a really bad day.
Yeah, they were down 27% yesterday in New York. It looks like we're ending on grim notes today, a bit like the weather. But they basically said that their provision for bad debts, they're going to increase significantly. They've set aside $250 million for credit losses in the fourth quarter. That's up about 60% on the same period last year. What they're saying is that they have been growing what they call their fair financing product. And this is a kind of a longer term interest bearing scheme that requires provisions to be booked up front rather than over the life of the loan. And therefore, you know, they're kind of what they're trying to tell people is they're victims of their own success, because this product has been so strong. They've got to book bad loan provisions for bad loans up front, and that's just taking the gloss off it. But you know, the market ultimately isn't necessarily believing this, because again, you know, these buy now pay later guys have you know, it's a strange product in that you can basically buy something, pay no interest in it, and pay them back over whatever period of time. And I suppose people are worried that given the stresses that the consumer is under in terms of the cost of living and things like that, is this the next kind of wave of bad debts we ultimately see at the consumer level?
Yeah, it is. So Klarna, the company that if you're buying anything worth more than 100 euros, that you'll see a little bit at the end. Or do you want to space out your repayments courtesy,
exactly,
of Klarna, as we watch them. Aidan, have a lovely weekend if you can, in your moated castle. And we will talk to you again soon. That is Aidan Donnelly there from
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.